What is happening then, those listeners? What's up, everybody? How the hell are you guys? How are my friends doing? Hope you guys are doing super, super well. As always, so it's Sunday night. Getting ready to watch this UFC fight night. Francis Ngannou, Cain Velasquez. I, like most people, think that Cain is going to win this fight. Maybe not easily. I just think his wrestling and experience is too much for Francis. I think Stipe exposed him, and I think Cain gets it done tonight. But you never know. That's the beauty of the UFC. What is happening? This fight night is getting underway right now. It's 9 o'clock. Ngannou and Velasquez. How Ngannou is ranked third? I have no idea. The UFC wants him to do good so badly. It is. I don't know if this is the first fight night that was on like actually. ESPN, I know they did the Fight Pass one. I don't know if this is the first one on ESPN for free or not, but I think it'll be a good fight. Real quick though, I don't think I talked about this in the last one. I just wanted to talk real quick about Stylebender and Silva. I know I'm late on this, but Stylebender versus Silva, the internet made everybody think that this was the most insane fight of all time, right? But I think it was more, you know, in the middle. It was definitely worth the money of that fight. It was an amazing fight. Clearly, Stylebender is the real deal. His movement is comparable. I mean, it's really uncomparable to anybody right now. It was a super competitive Anderson Silva that we got, which I loved, you know. It was so impressive for me, though, was that Stylebender didn't play into Silva's game. Right? He went the rounds with Silva, who looked amazing, right? And Stylebender still outclassed him. He wasn't getting into that loop of Silva's almost game playing, you know. He wasn't going to get into it. He wasn't going to get into a Wild West shootout with Anderson Silva, which is very, very smart by him. He stuck to the game plan, got it done, looked amazing doing it, right? The discipline and the confidence to just stick with your game plan and not get away from it is it's he has like the sick style. I mean, that's all you can really see. It's like a swag he has to himself, and he danced his own dance, right? He didn't care what Silva was gonna do. And it was it was a great performance by Stylebender. I guess, actually, let's just jump right in to the Instagram questions, right? That's what you guys want. That's what people want to listen to. The people that ask some questions, let's answer them, okay? Let's find the first one. Okay. How do you feel about Kareem Hunt coming to Cleveland. Now, I actually just watched that video again before, not before the podcast, but when the Browns signed him, I watched it again. And I think in my previous podcast, I might have overreacted a little bit. Now, I don't really remember what I said. I just feel like it was an overreaction. On that same note, I don't condone that at all. Okay, I don't condone putting your hands on a female when you're a professional athlete. It's a bad look, man. A real fucking bad look. He pushed her, kicked her, but it wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be, I guess. It sounds so fucked up saying that. It's the fact that he's a professional athlete that makes this so fucked up. A push from him isn't like a push from us, right? Now, that girl, I mean, I heard she called him Norm. Right? She called him Norm. And you can't do that, lady, first off. You should know that. Dude, our internet connection is all fucked up. My PS4 is acting weird. Can't play fucking Call of Duty. Try to just do this podcast. It just cut off. Like, come on. Fucking internet. Be better. Right? But yeah. As a fan of football, I'm excited about... I'm excited about the signing. As a person that doesn't think men should hit women, not too stoked about it. But he's a young dude. He's 23 years old. And I'm always talking about how people should get a second chance. I say we give him a second chance. And if he fucks up again, I say that's when we cut him off. Okay? That's what I think about the Kareem Hunt signing. I guess I don't know if that even fucking helped you, but yeah, that's what I would have to say. Next question is the best rapper out of the Migos. All right, so what is it? It's Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff. I would say Offset is the worst. Then I would go Quavo. I'd put Takeoff. I think Takeoff or Quavo is the best of the Migos. I think Offset is... I don't want to say overrated, but that's what I'm going to say, overrated. I think Quavo or Takeoff would be my favorite. I guess I should have thought about these beforehand. No. Fuck that. You guys are getting my real answers. I would say, yeah, Quavo or fucking Takeoff. I like Takeoff when he goes, Takeoff. And Quavo, I mean... I think, obviously, it's, like, speaks for itself, but isn't Quavo the one that's featured in everybody's song when it's not, like, featuring Migos? Isn't it always featuring Quavo? Unless you're Cardi B. I wonder what's going to happen if, because, dude, have you seen, like, the pictures, like, anytime Cardi B takes a picture with Offset, he looks like he's so close to them, like, he's so close to her. And it looks like he could possibly be a stalker. He might be stalking Cardi B. Which, I mean, that's kind of how I got Jenna. But I wonder what would happen if he got kicked out of the Migos and they were just, I don't know what the fucking Spanish word for a twosome would be. The I don't know. I was going to say Dose something, but Migos and Trace, that, yeah, you get what I'm saying, man. Is Migos even fucking Spanish for something? You know, I'm going to stop talking about this because I feel like I'm making myself sound real fucking dumb. And I'm feeling less of myself. All right, next question. The worst and the best job. All right, the worst job is anything that deals with shit or... I can't think of anything worse that would be dealing with, like, fucking real shit. Crawling through shit, shoveling shit, anything like that. Or something, like, humiliating. Like, what would be a, like, fucking honestly, working at a grocery store is pretty awful. I've done it. I'm doing it. It's not fun because it's an easy job. It's a good first job. But when you're trying to get your shit together and you're still working at a fucking grocery store, it's kind of humiliating, to be honest. And that's how I feel. A little bit humiliated, if I'm going to be real with you guys, which I always am. I would say that that's a terrible job just because of, like, the unfulfillment of it all. Like, literally anyone could do it. That's what I don't like about it. Best job? Dude, the fucking best job is, it's case to case because it's doing anything that you love. So if you love playing football and you're a professional football player or fucking Canadian football, whatever, that's the best job for you. For me, it would be if I was getting paid to be on stage telling jokes or getting paid doing this podcast. In a perfect world, that'd be my best job. It's not that realistic, but it's something that I think I'll continue to do until I don't have that drive anymore. You know what I'm saying? So I think the worst job... I guess the worst job is case. If you love shit, then I guess shoveling shit wouldn't be like a bad job for you, right? I hate shit, so shoveling shit would be a bad job for me, or cleaning shit, or smelling shit. Anything that dealt with shit, I think that would be a bad job. Anything that would be a good job would be entertaining anybody. I love it. It's not. I'm not a middle child. I don't know, like, what you would call it. Only child syndrome, that I just want attention. But that is what it is. I want attention, and I always want people to like me. I don't like that I'm like that, but it's just, I mean, what the fuck? I'm more aware of it now, though, you know? Like, the fact that I'm always craving attention. I'm way more aware of it now than I was 5 years ago, or even 2 years ago, really. I mean, before I was always saying, you know, I don't give a fuck, whatever, which I still do, but it's obviously a joke. And I'm on here telling you guys that I do want people's attention and I do want people to like me. Everybody wants acceptance. That's just what it is. I think that's also why social media is such a disaster for some. Not for me, not probably for you. But I think, like, a select few, I think social media is a disaster because you're craving attention and acceptance. And I think you could get into a very slippery slope of just fitting a certain puzzle piece that really isn't you. Which actually could piggyback from the last question in the podcast. I think it was from Devin about... how social media could ruin not a reputation, but appearance or style or the way people talk and act. I think that is also a side effect of just people craving it, fucking that attention and acceptance from, at the end of the day, it's usually fucking strangers, people you don't know, which doesn't make any sense, but we all do it, you know? We all do it. So yeah, I don't know how that relates to best and worst job, but yeah, best job is something you just love doing. If you're getting paid to do something you love, if you can survive off of doing something you love, That's the best job. Period. Don't ask me what the best job is. Fucking ask yourself. What do you love to do? Find out a way to get paid for that.
But John, I love jerking off.
Start a cam business, bro. So stupid. Best places for a date is the next question. Best places for a date. I think this kind of goes again into what do you like to do? For Jenna and I think my best date, when if she's in charge of date night and it's something for me, she knows comedy show or dinner of any kind or concert. For her, really the same, which is one of the reasons I guess I'm so lucky is that we enjoy the same shit for the most part. Sometimes she doesn't understand my jokes. I don't think that's her fault. I think a select few of people understand my jokes when I'm joking. I don't think that's anybody's fault for not understanding it, which I will also say, we went to Tom Segura last night. He was in Cleveland. And all the things that he said in his last special that pissed people off, he doubled down on them in this special, which I fucking love, okay? I don't love this because it's pissing people off. I love this because comedy is really the last place that you can say how you really feel. And what I mean more so, I guess, is that it's the last place that I don't really know how to word this. You can say what you feel, and it's not with the intention of offending people, I guess. Okay? So, if you say retarded in a joke, or if you say that's gay in a joke, most rational people understand it's a joke and that you're not trying to offend someone that's gay or mentally challenged. Some people don't understand that, and like, they wanted a professional comedian to apologize for that. They wanted Tom Segura to apologize in his last special for saying the word retarded when he was only describing how you can't say the word retarded anymore or that's gay. He wasn't trying to offend people. And the fact that people got so upset about it is so fucking dumb. It's just stupid. If you get upset over a joke, don't listen to that joke. If you think a food tastes bad, are you going to keep eating that fucking food? Probably not, okay? You're probably going to say, okay, I don't like this. I'm going to stay away from that. Same with comedy. If you aren't a person that can take jokes, don't listen to comedy and then shit on the comedian for doing their job, okay? They're trying to make light out of a bad situation. That's what most comedy is. So, like, even people in my family, I shared when Tom Segura was posting about, not even Tom Segura. News stations were posting about how they wanted his special to be banned off Netflix because he said the word retarded. He wasn't saying it to anyone. He was saying how you can't say the word. So just because he's saying how he's explaining in a funny way how you can't say that word, we can't make this mouth noise. Okay? What the fuck? Like, what are you mad about? Do you have nothing else to be mad about? Seriously. It pisses me off more than anything when people take a comedian's joke, and especially when they take the shit out of context. Chris Rock once said that he would crawl through a mile of shit to get to Beyonce's booty. Now, on paper, that looks bad, but it's a joke, man. Like, in that same special, he said something about if his kid was gay, that he'd be upset about it. But in that same special, he said he would crawl through a mile of shit to get to Beyonce's booty. Don't you understand, people, that a comedy show is not actually what people are thinking? It might be. It could be. Most of the time, it's to get somebody to laugh. And a lot of the times, it's going to be real fucked up things that they say. If you get offended by that, and you feel the need to post about it, get lost. Seriously, get lost. Like, do you have nothing better to do with your time than to shit on someone for telling jokes? It's a joke. Get over it, man. And that's why I love so much that he doubled down on the things that people got mad about. Because if a comedian starts apologizing for things, then that shows the public that he thinks he was wrong in saying a joke, which if you're saying a joke, you should not. Dude, don't fucking apologize. I will never apologize for a joke. As long as it was in my best intentions and it wasn't like I said things and I've apologized for them because it was like, if I like attack somebody, like I don't really like attacking the way people look. And I like attacking, if somebody had like a fucking lisp, I'm not going to make fun of that. You serious? I'm not a dick. If they have a stutter, I'm not going to, today, June. No, I'm not going to do that shit either. But if somebody posts something stupid on Facebook and I think it's stupid, yeah, I'm going to say something about it because I think that's funny. If somebody posts something stupid on Twitter, you don't think I'm going to quote retweet that shit? You kidding me? And I'm not going to apologize. I will not apologize. If you don't like the things I say, you don't have to listen, right? But in all honesty, people, and I mean this 100%, I am not trying to offend people. I'm trying to entertain people. I'm trying to make people laugh. And I mean, sometimes I'm trying to make people think differently than they already think. That's one of the best things about listening to so many different podcasts is it almost forces you to expand your mind. For example, I was listening to Joe Rogan, I always listen to Joe Rogan, but he has different guests on, which is what I'm talking about. He had Andrew Yang on. It was Andrew Yang? I don't know. It was one of the newer, like 1240 something. Like 1,240 something is the episode number. Go look. I think it's Andrew Yang. but he's running for president and he's down with, his thing is universal basic income. I heard this and I thought, what the fuck? That's stupid. That's never going to work. The idea is give everyone 18 and older $1,000 a month. Huh. And I can't really get too much into it because I don't remember everything. What I do remember is, so everybody 18 and older is getting $12,000 a year, right, from the government. First off, this isn't including people that are already getting food stamps or What's the other, like Section 8 house, like those kind of people, like it's not people like that. Okay. The idea is, okay, if somebody's already getting $700 a month from the government, you'll give them an extra $300. If somebody's getting $1,200 a month from the government, you're not giving them another $1,000 or any more money. It's just guaranteeing that everybody 18 and older will get $1,000 a month so that they can fucking eat and live. And I realize that's not enough. But so they said it's like $3 trillion a year. Almost, I think he said like over a trillion of that gets cut off because of the people that are already getting money from the government. So we're at, let's say, I think he said it was 1.9 or 1.8 maybe. The other, let's say $5 billion or $50 billion would come from people that, I mean, crime would go down. I mean, if you have an incentive of getting $1,000 a month, and then when you get out of prison, because if you go to jail, you're not getting that $1,000. But when you get out, you are going to get that $1,000. So if you give them an incentive, that's going to help. I mean, it's not going to fix crime, but it's going to help, right? Just like things like that. He has a whole plan. Check. Just listen to the podcast with Andrew Yang. I think that's what his name is. I hope that's what his name is. It's like I said, it's 1,240 something is the number of the episode. The fuck was I? We're doing questions. How did I just rant about? Oh, you know, the dates. I get a little bit worked up because of something that I'm passionate about. Not even like so much performing comedy, but the idea of people should, it's just like the last place you can say whatever. I think people need to protect it more than it is. Next question. So best place for a date. I mean, for me and Jenna, concerts, live performances, or anytime we get to travel, we love it. For you guys, I mean, figure out, don't ask me, find out what your girlfriend likes. Take her to the fucking chocolate bar downtown. You really can't lose with that place. You're going to drop 60 to 100, but you're not going to lose with it. I guarantee it. How being a gentleman around your girl is a big factor. Here's the deal. JC and I, we're pretty fucking open with everything, you know? Farts, burps, saying like, oh, I gotta take a shit. You know, we're open with that. I get it. If that's not your thing, don't. But like being a gentleman about it, obviously not that stuff, but like holding doors and just doing like, just fucking be a good person to your girlfriend. Leave her notes, fucking text her shit, like cute shit. Every now and then get her like some flowers. JC hates flowers, so I don't get them. And then she gets mad at me and I'm like, what the fuck? You hate flowers. She's like, oh yeah, I forgot. But like just fucking get her a chocolate bar, dude. Do something like that, you know? It's not hard to make a girl happy. It's really not. Let people know Drake is the greatest rapper of all time. Better than Tupac and Biggie. Straight up, I'm with you. I am so with you. Look, Drake, I can listen to almost any one of his, if I put Drake, if I find him on Apple Music and I just hit shuffle, for me, I'm fine with that. Tupac and Biggie, man, I didn't grow up with them. I didn't grow up, in that time, so it doesn't relate to me as much as like newer rap does. Okay, I think the first rap song I heard was probably like Nelly. like fucking Country Grammar. That might have been one of the first rap songs I heard. For real. Like that era. I didn't really get like too big into music until I feel like that around that time, what was that, like 2000 or 2002? I grew up with like oldies music because I was always around like my family and shit, and we would have parties on Saturday, and I really think that I grew up with like oldies and shit. I love that music, but like as far as rap, I can listen to Drake every single day. I can't listen to Tupac and Biggie every day, and I get it. I'm not gonna shit on them because I have in the past. And people get mad at me. I'm not going to shit on them even though I don't really like them. It's just not good for me. But I understand that people like whatever. If you like what you like, listen to it, you know? Dude, if you like what you like, just fucking listen to it. Adidas or Nike? Here's the deal. Nike, to me, it's just overrated, man. I fuck with Adidas. I fuck with Fila. I fuck with Nike, too. But the one thing I don't think that I will ever do, and I kind of, like, not pride myself on it, but I do enjoy it, is that I don't buy shit because of brands, okay? I'm not going to buy fucking Supreme just because it's Supreme. Okay? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna buy Nike just because it's Nike. I'm not gonna buy Adidas because it's Adidas. Gucci because it's Gucci. Not any of that shit. I'm gonna buy shit that I think looks cool. I think that's what most people should live their life by. Buy things that you think look cool. Not that the fucking internet wants you to think you need to buy. Right? So many people are like on this hype beast train. Dude, fuck that. Hop off that train. Buy shit that you want to wear. Not that your boys think is cool or some chick at a bar is going to think is cool. What are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? If you think a pair of shoes at Target looks good, buy them. Don't go on StockX or fucking any of these other sites, these hype beast sites, that it just doesn't make sense to me, man. When people buy shit because of the clout that they get from it, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. People need to be individuals and stop trying to fucking fit into this social media trance and I don't know, man. I just think people aren't really being themselves. No, you can get ideas. You can look at somebody and be like, oh, that's fucking sick. I want that. But don't buy it just because that person has it. What are you doing? I see so many people on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook posting, oh, I got this custom this. I got this one of a thousand this. If you think it's sweet, that's dope, right? That's cool. If you bought it because it has hype, it's fucking dumb. It's stupid. So yeah, I mean, I like Adidas just because it's a little bit less hyped, I guess, than Nike, but I like them both. I like them both. They both have cool shit. Nike has cool shoes. Adidas has cool shoes. Adidas has cool hats. Nike has cool hats. T-shirts, fucking pants, whatever you name it. They all got cool shit. Don't buy it just because people tell you you should buy it. That's all I'm saying. Next question. Your obsession with Pokemon. Yo, I get it. I get it that I'm a grown man and I should not be obsessed with Pokemon. I get that. 110%. I understand that people find that weird. I find it weird myself. But It's something that makes me happy. As weird as it is, it might be like the nostalgic factor of just like something that brings me back to my childhood. If that's what it is, so be it, right? It's not the fact that I buy Pokemon cards does not hurt anyone, right? My little cousins think I'm cooler because I do it. That's not why I do it. I do it because it's something I've done since I was young. And when I get a pack of cards and I open it up and I see a fucking holo, one of those shiny cards, I get excited. Big deal. It's not hurting anyone. Get off my back. That's all. Do we have any more questions? Let me check. Let me see if we got any late questions on Instagram. Probably not because it's Sunday and it's almost 10 o'clock now. Yeah. Nothing new. So that's it for the questions. Those are great questions, by the way, guys. For real. Like, I fuck with everyone that asks me a question. Again, we're going to do, I think we're going to make this a regular thing. I'm having fun with it. Hope you guys are having fun with it. If you guys think these are stupid, by the way, fucking just tell me. Send me a text. Be like, dude, questions aren't working. But if you like them, for sure tell me. If you don't like them, whatever. What else do we want to talk about today? That's kind of stupid. Did you see those floods that are in California right now? Jesus Christ. I don't know if I said this on the podcast. I remember talking to Jenna about it, but talking about how California, after those fires, were at a risk for landslides because it's all mud and loose dirt now. Jesus, dude. Fucking Google, just Google the word flood right now and you'll see some videos. The one road is completely gone from a mudslide, and then now it basically looks like a fucking waterfall. It's honestly something I've never seen before, and it's terrifying. I feel bad for the people in California. Not really though, because when it's not like a national natural. Jesus criminy, that was rough to get out. Natural disaster. It's like the perfect weather. You know, people in Ohio are like, oh my God, I love Ohio because I love the seasons. People in California are like, yeah, so do we. That's why we moved to California, so we could skip the shitty ones. They don't have winter, barely. They do, it snows like twice a year, if that, ever. But the one thing that is kind of fucked up about this is there's more floods, and I saw this picture from space. I probably obviously shouldn't be talking about this because I don't know enough. But this river was like all mud, and it just hit the Great Barrier Reef. This huge, they said it was polluted water. That's why I don't think we should, I think this is a little bit more serious. Because they just got, didn't the Great Barrier Reef just also get hit with that, like bleaching? Right? That was a thing. The bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef where it all turned white. And now it's getting hit with polluted water. This can't fucking be good, man. I don't know what it means, but it cannot be good. The hell? Oh yeah, this fucking dude. Did you guys see this rapper? Now I might just be out of the fucking loop, but I've never heard of him. YNW Melly killed his two best friends, shot and killed them, and then people said that he made a song about it. But then I also saw people posting that it was a song before the news broke. I don't know what the deal is with that, but if this dude killed his two best friends, then made a song about it, God damn, that's dark. And he looks like a young kid. He doesn't look like a bad kid, which fucking, like, kind of breaks my heart, because, I don't know, man. I just feel like people get hung up with the wrong people. That's like one of my downfalls, is I always think of the best of people. Like, I always think the best of people. I always think, like, oh, yeah, they're not going to fucking murder somebody. And it happens. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I just saw that, I don't know. It's a bummer all around. Somebody's dead and somebody's career is over, and it's just sucks, right? What else we got going on? Let's see what else. I know I'm super fucking late to the party on this one. But can we give a shout out to that dude that killed that mountain lion with his bare fucking hands? Dude, are you serious? Google, if you need a refresher, Google a mountain lion and just think that this guy killed it with his fucking bare hands. He choked a mountain lion. He choked it out to death. He said he wanted to go on a long science run, and he went out at, I think, like noon. It was like around noon, I think. He said he heard some pine needles behind him, and he turned his head because, you know, we hear shit in our natural reaction is to turn and look. He said something he typically doesn't do, and he expected it to be a rabbit or a deer, and that's when he said his heart sank. Naturally, right? He said when he turned, the fucking mountain lion was 10 feet from him, and he put like his arms up, you know, to try to look bigger, and the lion lunged. It said that the cat bit onto his wrist. And he just tried to protect his face with the other one. The lion's clawing at him and shit. He was just yelling, trying to scare this thing away. They both fucking fell down. They both tumbled down a slope. Now, how big the slope is, we don't know. I like to think it's a big slope. I picture this basically like that scene in The Revenant with Leo, where he gets fucked up by that bear. That's what I like to picture this as, except with a mountain lion and a runner. And he said from there, it was a wrestling match, he said. He said it was thrashing, whatever. It's so bizarre. He said he fucking suffocated it. He said he was able to step on the cat's neck, suffocating it. I don't know how that would work, though, is what I'm saying. Because if a cat's on its back, it's going to be clawing at you. Unless maybe he got it somehow pinned on its belly. I was just thinking about this. Was the cat on his back or his belly? Because if it was on his back, that'd be fucking, dude, that'd be a fight. But I guess your adrenaline would be going, yeah, you know, whatever. I believe him. But Jesus Christ, that's intense. That is fucking intense. Jesus. That was like the first time I actually read that thing. But, what else happened this week? Oh, NASA. Some NASA news. Their rover Opie. Oh yeah, this was actually kind of weird now that I'm reading it again. There was a rover on Mars, and it was kind of time was kind of coming to an end, and yeah, and something kind of weird happened where a storm hit, I guess you could say. I don't know if you'd say sand or dirt, but it covered up the solar panels on this rover, and the last message that this rover sent was, "My battery is low and it's getting dark." And then it was taken over by this, dust storm, whatever it was. It got taken over by that. And that was the last that NASA heard of this robot. This last message, "My battery is low and it's getting dark," is what it sent back to NASA. That's fucking a real humanoid response by this robot. Think of that. This robot is on another planet. A dust storm is coming towards it, and it sends a message, "My battery is getting low," or "My battery is low and it's getting dark." That's, my God, that's fucked up. That's terrifying, actually. That just makes me truly believe that we are going to be taken over by robots. The whole Mars missions, fucking fascinating. For real, it is. I love it. I love everything to do with space and Mars, NASA. I'm behind it all. I love it. There's new R. Kelly news, but they haven't really come out with it. They kind of just said that there's a video of R. Kelly having sex with an underage chick. CNN reported it, so it's a pretty, oh, Jenna's got some Chanex. What you got there?
Are you podcasting without me?
Yeah, what do you have?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate fucking cake? Hell yeah. Sit down. Thank you.
Jeez, everybody heard that. Did you guys hear yourself?
Sorry, dude.
What'd you say?
Set it down. Just said I did not say that.
Well, with your editing software. For your podcast.
Yeah, right. What else we have to talk about, people? I think that might be it. Let me check our last resort, Twitter news. Jenster, how was Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Portia got engaged.
Portia got engaged. Wow, good for her, man.
All she had to do was get pregnant.
She got knocked up?
She done got knocked up, and he took her on a helicopter ride, and then after that helicopter ride, he had their favorite song be played by the artist with roses on the floor. Rock bigger than your brain.
Hmm. Wait. What?
poor babies. Well, did you answer your questions?
Yeah.
What'd you say about Pokemon?
Yeah, I guess you'll have to listen. What's the last thing? Well, the only other thing that's kind of a bummer news is that Tekashi 6ix9ine is set to receive no time in jail.
Really?
And
why?
Witness protection with full cooperation, which is really a joke of the justice system, first off, and lack of a truly hilarious story in the making. That would have been hilarious if that kid would have had to go to prison with that fucking stupid rainbow hair and all those
6ix9ine
and all of those 6ix9ine tattoos on his body. Could you imagine his butthole in prison?
I'm trying not to, but now I'm imagining a butthole. While eating cake.
Yeah, don't imagine his butthole while we're eating this chocolate frosted cake. But, man, would have been so funny if he went to prison with rainbow hair and 6ix9ine tattooed all over.
Wait, was he convicted of, like, raping or molesting?
He was on charges for, of...
Usually other prisoners kill people who molest
him. I know, it would have been hilarious. It would have been funny.
I don't understand it. Like, I understand it, but I don't get it.
What?
Like...
They just don't fuck with, like...
Like, they're willing to risk more life or another sentence.
Well, the people that are doing that are not getting out. They're... From my knowledge on the inside of prisons...
I don't know.
Which is pretty excessive...
I'm a diehard lockup fan.
Oh yeah, you are actually. You would be good for that. But
I watched Orange Is the New Black.
I'm actually an expert on inside of prisons. I've watched Orange Is the New Black. It's a lot of lesbian porn. What the fuck was I just saying? Oh, if you like rob somebody or. You're in a gang or something, like, you're cool.
You're in a gang.
But if you, like, murder, like, an old woman or you're, like, diddling kids, you're out, man. That's it. You're done. Which is how it should be. But, yeah. Whatever, man. That's all I got. You got anything, Jenster?
I don't know, but I'm just gonna go from head to toe. Your look tonight is inspired by...
It's rough, man.
Not only do we got the Fuji slop slips.
I got Fuji slides.
We got those thermal chunky as fuck socks.
I love them.
With our Christmas vacation pants slightly above the belly button because you can see a lot of ankle.
Gang, gang.
And then a new Harry Potter Kohl's long sleeve sweatshirt.
Yes,
with
sir.
Hogwarts up the side of the sleeve.
Which isn't even for me.
And we got your boy with a laptop on his lap,
yep.
Microphone in the left,
yep,
phone
yep.
on the right, with a podcast sticker on the laptop, podcast frickin' pop socket.
All right, all right.
We're plugged into the wall, and you're plugged into this.
And
my back hurts.
Yo.
That's the week ahead. Let's have good vibes, good spirits.
Positive vibes.
Go and get that W. Do what you were meant to do. Conquer those fears. Strive for bigger things.
You're just saying every motivational...
I'm trying to be motivated, man.
I like it. I dig it.
You know what I don't dig?
All right, guys. That's it for this one. And until next time.
Should I say it?
Peace. I'm kinda fucked up lately.